Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul doesn't say that the gospel contains power. He says that it is the power of God. No supplement needed, no update required. There is no backup plan. There's no second gospel. There's no alternate message. If you remove Christ crucified and risen, you've lost the power. And that's why Paul says that the gospel is for everyone who believes. No one is too far, no one is too broken, no one is too educated or too ignorant. The same gospel saves all the different types of people. And that gospel doesn't just save, it sanctifies, it sustains, it glorifies. The power of God doesn't fizzle out, it carries you all the way home. And that's why we can pray, Lord, thank you for a gospel that's powerful enough to save me and strong enough to keep me. Here's two people that you can pray for today. Jared and Megan Etheridge and their family are missionaries in South Africa. And also the American Sign Language LifeWord broadcast for the people of the United States. And don't forget, the gospel doesn't need your help, it just needs your voice.